WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly trying to juggle a million things at once? You know that feeling when stress starts creeping in, deadlines loom, and self-doubt whispers those pesky little what-if questions? Well, let me tell you, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to not just survive this chaos, but actually thrive amidst it all? The Stoic Mind Gym isn't about achieving some unrealistic state of perfect zen. It's about developing mental toughness, resilience, and clarity tools that help us face challenges head-on and emerge stronger on the other side. And today's workout is all about embracing your true strengths and weaknesses. Sounds simple, right? But trust me, it's a powerful practice that can unlock a whole new level of self-awareness and confidence. So, here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, understand that everyone has unique strengths and weaknesses. We're all wired differently. Some people are naturally gifted at public speaking, others excel at problem solving, while some have a knack for creativity. The key is to recognize what you're good at and what needs a little more work. Don't beat yourself up about your weaknesses instead. View them as opportunities for growth. Think of it like this. Your strengths are the foundation, but it's your willingness to acknowledge and work on your weaknesses that truly builds resilience and allows you to reach your full potential. Second, focus on developing your strengths. Invest time and energy in activities that come naturally to you. This could be anything from writing, playing music, coding, or even just having deep conversations with friends. When you're doing something you enjoy and excel at, it boosts your confidence and makes the whole journey more fulfilling. Third, don't shy away from challenges outside your comfort zone. Growth happens when we step outside our familiar routines and embrace new experiences. You might surprise yourself with what you're capable of. Remember that famous quote by Theodore Roosevelt. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the one who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly. Fourth, learn from your mistakes. Don't let setbacks define you. Instead, view them as valuable lessons that can help you grow and improve. Remember, even the most successful people have faced countless failures along the way. It's how they learn and adapt that truly sets them apart. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. We all make mistakes, and it's okay to not be perfect. Remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance, regardless of your flaws or shortcomings. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're applying for your dream job. You nail the interview, but then you receive a rejection email. It stings, right? You might feel discouraged, even tempted to give up. But what if you viewed this rejection as an opportunity? Maybe it wasn't the right fit, or perhaps there was something specific you could learn and improve for next time. By embracing your weaknesses and focusing on growth, you turn that potential setback into a stepping stone towards success. You use the experience to refine your skills, tailor your approach, and ultimately become an even stronger candidate. T? It's all about perspective. So remember, embracing your true strengths and weaknesses isn't about perfection, it's about becoming the best version of yourself, a well-rounded individual who's confident, resilient, and ready to face any challenge that comes their way. Now, go out there, own your strengths, learn from your weaknesses, and crush it. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media. Use the hashtag #StoicMindGym. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.